Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy world of executive dysfunction. You know that feeling when you're staring at a to-do list longer than your arm, and it feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? That's the struggle we're tackling today, building a support network that can feel less like scaling mountains and more like taking a scenic walk in the park. Seriously folks, let's talk about why this is so darn important. Imagine trying to navigate life with executive dysfunction solo. It's like trying to juggle flaming chainsaws blindfolded. A strong support network acts as those safety nets, catching you when things get wild and offering a helping hand when you need it most. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build your very own team of superhero supporters. 1. Start with the inner circle, think family and close friends. These are the folks who know your quirks, your triumphs, and yes, even those occasional meltdowns. They're your go-to for a shoulder to cry on, a pep talk when you need it most, or even just someone to share a cheesy meme with. Remember, vulnerability is strength, so don't be afraid to let them in on your struggles. They might surprise you with their understanding and support. 2. Expand your circle with online communities. Ever felt like you're the only one wrestling with executive dysfunction? Trust me, you're not alone. Online forums, Facebook groups, and even subreddits dedicated to ADHD or executive function challenges can be incredible lifelines. You'll connect with people who get it, share experiences, offer advice, and celebrate wins, big and small. It's like having a virtual cheer squad that's always got your back. 3. Seek out mentors and role models. Find people who inspire you, those who have overcome challenges similar to yours and built successful lives. Their stories can be incredibly motivating and remind you that anything is possible. You don't have to meet them face to face, books, podcasts, TED Talks. All these avenues offer inspiration from amazing individuals who have walked the path before you. 4. Don't underestimate the power of professional help. Therapists, coaches, and support groups can provide invaluable guidance, coping mechanisms, and a safe space to explore your challenges. Remember, seeking help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-awareness. You deserve to have the tools and support you need to thrive. 5. Be a supportive friend yourself. We all have different strengths and weaknesses, so why not use yours to uplift others? Offer a listening ear, lend a helping hand, or simply share a kind word. Building a support network is a two-way street. Give as much as you receive. You'll be surprised how much joy comes from lifting others up. Now, let's imagine this scenario. You've got that big presentation coming up, your palms are sweating, and your mind feels like a runaway train. What do? You reach out to your support network. That friend who always knows how to calm you down, your family member who believes in your abilities, or even that online community where everyone understands the pressure of presenting. They offer words of encouragement, helpful tips, and maybe even a virtual fist bump, because they've been there too. You feel less alone, more prepared, and ready to rock that presentation. Remember, building a support network isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. It takes effort, vulnerability, and a willingness to connect with others. But trust me, the rewards are immeasurable. When you have a strong support system behind you, you can face any challenge with confidence and grace. Ready to take action? Start by reaching out to one person in your circle, a friend, family member, or even an online community, and let them know you're looking for support. Share your challenges, your fears, and your hopes for the future. You might be surprised at how welcoming and understanding they are. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.